listening to the Sparky Life Podcast with your host, Leah Lamella. Hillary will treat us with a reading from her book, Thick Skin, Field Notes from a Sister in the Brotherhood.
I wouldn't take you with me. I would never take a woman with me on the high iron. Lawrence told me that at Harmac while we were partnered together on the blowdown tank. He was an iron worker who worked with us as a permit, then later joined as a member. He was an excellent welder and seldom spoke. He was slight and wiry and nimble as a cat. He always wore those heelless iron worker boots with his cuffs tucked and taped up and a black hoodie with the hood pulled well forward, shielding his face. At work, he wore the hoodie under his coveralls and under his welding helmet. His face, when you could see it, was always dirty like a child's. He just blurted it out. He finished burning a rod, lifted his welding helmet, and delivered his line. I would never take a woman with me out on the high iron. It was the only time he'd ever spoken to me, a statement of fact. He wanted me to know, I suppose, that that's where he drew the line. I knew what he meant. If you're an iron worker welding structural steel, walking the I-beams 20 or 30 or 40 stories up, you need to be able to trust your partner. You don't want to be out there with just anyone. You want to know your partner is capable, doesn't need looking after, isn't going to walk out to the end of a beam and freeze. And you want to know that person is capable of saving your life, if necessary, because it might be. Lawrence had worked the high iron for years as a younger man before fall protection was mandatory. He didn't have to brag. The fact that he was still alive said enough. Fortunately, we were not working on a 40-story building, walking out on a 9-inch I-beam. We were welding out the transition of the top of the new blowdown tank, which is only about 20 feet up, and we could get to the top by climbing a few levels of scaffold. The tank was shaped roughly like a giant acorn, with sides that sloped inwards from the top down. At the top of the wall sections was the transition weld, where the sloped roof joined the tank. I was welding while standing on the scaffold, and Lawrence was crouched on top of the tank, welding a seam that couldn't be reached from the platform. I could tell it wasn't personal. He just wanted me to know. He'd weld jet rod with me, but walking the high iron was out. "That's okay, Lawrence," I said, "because there are lots of places I wouldn't take you either, so we're about even." They shook in silence. The next day, the sky was clear and blue when we climbed up on the tank and started welding. Jet rod is a fast-moving fill rod with a heavy flux and a high deposition rate. I hadn't used it before. The rods were long and awkward, and you had to move quickly. Lawrence had welded miles of it in his life, and when I asked, he gave me a quick lesson. It completely changed the way I was handling it, and my welding was suddenly much better than the day before. Then out of nowhere, he spoke. Where what? Where wouldn't you take me? You said yesterday there were places. Oh, I said, well, I wouldn't take you to the opera. I wouldn't go to the opera, he said. That's why I wouldn't take you. I don't think you'd like it. After first coffee, we climbed back up onto the tank. Where else? Lawrence asked. Where else what? Where else wouldn't you take me? He seemed genuinely interested. Well, he knew he wouldn't want to be with me 20 stories in the air, but he hadn't considered that I might also have no-go zones for him. I wouldn't take you to the ballet, I said. Lawrence scowled. I wouldn't go to the ballet. I know. We welded for a while longer. Where else? I took off my helmet, unsnapped my respirator, and started cleaning it with some alcohol wipes. I wouldn't take you to a library because you'd be bored. I wouldn't take you to a night school cooking class or to yoga because you're shy. Do you go to those things? He asked. Yes. We welded. I would not take you to an art gallery, I volunteered, where there was, say, a retrospective of French impressionist paintings, but I would take you to a sculpture garden. What's a sculpture garden? He asked. It's a park, or a public place like a garden. And there are giant sculptures displayed, sometimes by one artist and sometimes different ones. They can be bronze or steel or stone, whatever. You just walk around the park and look at sculptures. There's a big one in Central Park in New York City. Lawrence studied me for a few seconds. "I'd go to that," he said. I nodded. "They're cool."
Aw.
That's how the rest of the week played out. We would weld, then discuss the places where I would or would not take him, and he would tell me whether or not he'd go. Usually, I had it right. "I would take you to a dog show." "I'd go to a dog show." "I'd take you on a bird count where you spend the day looking for birds and recording what you saw." "I'd do that." "I wouldn't take you ice skating." "I wouldn't take you with me to try on shoes." "I would take you to ride a miniature train. I would not take you on a Ferris wheel." While we were at work, the world became neatly divided into places where Lawrence would go with me and places where he would not. "I would take you to a punk rock show," I said, on our third day on the tank, "but only one of the old style ones in an abandoned warehouse or somewhere, not a nightclub." "I'd go to that." "I wouldn't take you to a jazz improv show or a new music concert." "I don't think I'd like that." "I'd take you to a poetry reading," I said, "but only if it was in a bar, not a cafe." Lawrence looked doubtful. "In a really crummy part of town," I added, "and I wouldn't let you stay for the whole thing." "A bar?" he asked. 20 minutes, tops, then you're free to go." "I'd go to that," he said decisively, "if it was in a bar." "I wouldn't take you to a fancy dinner party where your place setting had more than two forks, but I would take you to a Moroccan restaurant." Lawrence paused, frowned. "I don't know about that," he said. "Seriously?" I asked. "This is the deal breaker?" I thought for sure it would have been the poetry reading. "That's Africa, right?" he asked. I nodded. "North Africa, on the Mediterranean." "What's the food like?" he asked. "It's great," I said. "There's lamb, or you can order a big, hot, delicious stew with whole pieces of chicken in it, and vegetables with spices, and preserved lemons and olives. And sometimes it's cooked in this clay chimney-shaped dish called a tagine. So it comes out really tender and flavorful." After a long moment, Lawrence nodded. "I would try that," he said. On the fourth day, we finished the tank, and our seam was going to be X-rayed overnight. Lawrence, who hardly ever spoke to anyone, was waiting for me at the end of the shift outside the trailer. We had started walking out of the mill to the gate together. A couple of guys were watching from the smoking area. "Where are you two lovebirds headed off to?" one of them called out. Before I could answer back, Lawrence turned around and called back. "We're going to a dog show in a sculpture garden, dinner at a Moroccan restaurant, and maybe a poetry reading after in a punk rock bar." He kept walking, smiling a little. I shrugged. "I just let him decide," I said. "It's easier that way."
I love it. It's so beautiful. When you read that, you take me there. You take me there. I envision him with you. I see it. You're such a good writer, honey. Really, it's fabulous. I loved that you picked that one too. I mean, you've got so many good ones, but
Don't quit your day job.
stop. Hillary is engaging, exciting. She has shared so much and given so much to the community. I am so thankful to be a part of it with her. I highly recommend you guys check out the book if you want to get a good idea of the construction world, if you want to peek into the matrix, the foundations of how our culture is constructed. I highly recommend you read the book and discover more trade secrets. Thank you for listening. If the Sparky Life podcast lights you up and you would like to support us, visit our Patreon page. We appreciate all of your support. Check out the link in the show notes below. Thank you for joining us. If you felt a spark in today's episode, I invite you to write a review. I'd love to hear what lit you up. take what resonates with you. And if you'd like to hear more of The Sparky Life, please subscribe, like, follow, and share. Until next time, create the sparks in your life.